You are listening to BensTorah.com.
30 days before Pesach, there's a mitzvah to be Doresh in Hilchos Pesach. And the reason is that just like there's a mitzvah to Doresh in Hilchos Pesach on Pesach, as it's written in the Maseches Megillah, that Moshe Tikken namely Yisrael, Shiyu Doresh in Hilchos Pesach, Bet Pesach, so too, there's a mitzvah to be Doresh in Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach, as written in the Gemara in Pesachim. Shloshim Yom, Shalim Doresh in Hilchos Pesach, Kodem HaPesach Shloshim Yom. It's the Gemara on the Vav Amud Aleph. From Nehemiah, we can't see you. The caveat. So now, the mitzvah is, and the reason is because a person needs to be able to know the halachas of Pesach. We have many halachas of Pesach. Everybody's got another halacha. In order to teach people the halachas, you need to understand the halachas, the did at least the days before. That doesn't exactly answer all the halachas of the reason why we would do Doresh Hilchos Chag B'Chag. You know, I mean, if you know they're not 30 days before, so what's the mitzvah of really being Doresh it on the Chag? There are those that say, by the way, Beis Yosef brings that the halachas of 30 days is only Gabi Pesach because it's got so many halachas. So why is there another halacha that you have to be Doresh on Hilchos Chag B'Chag in the actual Chag? That wouldn't answer it. So the Hilchos Chag B'Chag is every Chag, not any Pesach. So I want to tell you an interesting pshat that would answer up the questions that I've just discussed. And I've just asked, and that is that the mitzvah the Ruach Chaim, says that the Kedushas HaChag comes out from the actual words in the Torah. When it's written, V'yom Chamisha Asar B'Chodesh, that's where the Kedushas HaChag is. So when you read the parasha in the Torah, it says Reb Chaim Volozhin, and that's where the Kedusha comes out of the very words in the Torah, the very letters in the Torah, right? The very letters in the Torah actually have embody the Kedusha of the Chag. So if you had an instrument to actually measure where's all the Kedusha coming out from, where's the source of all the Kedusha, you'd actually find it in the words in the Torah. And when you read it on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, so that's where it comes out. If it comes out of the Turish Bichtav, it comes out of the Turish Balpin also. That's where on the Chag Moshe Rabbeinu was metaken, that you Doresh Hilchos HaChag B'Chag, so that you can get the Kedusha of the Chag. And not only that, 30 days before also, there's a mitzvah to be Doresh Hilchos HaChag, because the Kedusha emanates from the Turish Bichtav, and who are din in the Turish Balpin. That's why there's this mitzvah to actually be Doresh in Hilchos HaChag 30 days before, so that you'll get the Kedushas HaChag. And that would in fact apply to every single Chag. If part of the explanation that I've just told you. So that's why there's a minat, there's a takonet to be Doresh in Hilchos HaChag, which is the reason why we're doing it right now, although we're a little bit earlier than 30 days, but there is this mitzvah, we claim the mitzvah of Takona of Chazal to be Doresh in Hilchos HaChag. Now, the first thing we've got to discuss is Hilchos Bedikas Chometz. Hilchos Bedikas Chometz, we know that there's a chiyuv to remove there's a chiyuv not to have chometz in your possession. The two isurim, one is Bali Ra'eh, that you shouldn't see chometz. See chometz means you shouldn't have chometz in your reshus. And there's another issue called Bali Matzeh. That you're not allowed to have chometz found in your reshus, obviously only if it's in your reshus. And there's a mitzvah of Tashbis. You should be shovet all the you should remove all the chometz. It's a mitzvah aser to remove the chometz from your possessions. There's one mitzvah aser and two mitzvahs lotas. Now, the fascinating part of it, of this whole thing, is that it's your chometz. Somebody else's chometz is na isur. When somebody walks into your house with his chometz, you're not waving any isur, even if it's on Pesach, because you don't, your chotzer doesn't want to be, you're not going to want your chotzer to be full of chometz that you shouldn't have on Pesach, right? So there's no isur per se to have somebody else's chometz who's in your house. The only problem is that if somebody else walks into your house with chometz, so it's a problem that you might come to eat the chometz. That's a separate issue. And therefore, if he walks into your house with chometz, you have to tell him to take the chometz out of the house. Or if he leaves it in your house, you'd have to build a mechitza in front of it. Because you know, it's not your chometz, somebody else's chometz, but you might come to eat it. I had a shayla last night where, question is, a guy has a foreign worker in his house. Now, the foreign worker has his room, and he's not Japanese, but he's hooked on rice. He eats rice morning, afternoon, and evening. Sometimes he eats bread as well, right? So he eats bread. And what he does is that he eats in his room, and then he goes into the bathroom and he washes it up. The guy asked the question, what does he do about his foreign worker in his house on Pesach? How's that for a question, right? So it's very fascinating, really, based on what we discussed. I told him, the guy, first of all, it's his home, it's not your home. You know, not over any issue. But the second thing is that if he comes into the kitchen, into the bathroom, and he washes his stuff, well, he's going to wash it out. Nothing's left behind. It's also not a problem. All you need to do is you're not going to walk into his room, correct? You're not going to walk into his room. That is a very fascinating question. And that is that mitam the Eiruv, it's a very interesting question over here. He told me that mitam the Eiruv, that he doesn't destroy the Eiruv in the city. The only one is that I'm for Yilchas Eiruvim, right? They were mechayev him to have one cupboard that's still his, that he uses. So now what? He's going to walk into the, if he walks into the room to use his cupboard, so then he's got chometz in the room. And now, I mean, he's not allowed to have chometz, open chometz, even if it belongs to a goy. How's that? And I don't think that that's such a problem. And I'll tell you why. Because to walk temporarily into the room to use the cupboard, to like, it keeps closed in one cupboard, I don't think that that will be considered a problem of Shema Yavon Ochma. It'll come to eat the chometz because you're allowed temporarily walk into a place, even though there's chometz over there, we're not cautious. And if you use it, with kavius. As Mimela, I don't have a problem with that as well. But this is a typical case. This is a typical case of the how we have a goy in somebody's house that is going to be eating chometz, and he doesn't over the Isaram Balyamotze. And you see that quite straightforward, because Balyamotze is an Isar of your chometz, not the Isra of a goyish chometz. And a guy actually once came to visit me on Pesach. I remember this. And he brought his dog in. And after he left, I found a packet of chometz pellets, dog pellets, that he left in my house on Pesach. Can you see that? I found a packet of dog chometz. I was there. Not that I wanted to be open, I just had to take it out. I mean, that's a problem. Can I pick it up? How do I take it out? Because the minute I pick it up, I'm going to have it in my hand. And this Bob Mulfuru said, no, let it pick up chometz. Correct? First of all, if you pick it up, it's stolen, and then you might have chashash that maybe you clean it. So what you really have to do is you have to have kavanah mefurash that you don't want to be zoichin, and then pick it up to get rid of it. Once you pick it up to get rid of it, we're not fishing, said you're going to come eat it. We're going to pick it up to burn it, all right, or to throw it outside. We're not fishing, you're going to come eat it. So I have to have a foolish kavana that I don't want to be koinin, and then pick it up, maybe with a how do you call it? A kaf ashpa. What do you call it in English?
A dustpan.
There it is. A dustpan, right? And I take it with him and I get rid of it. There it is. But I'm not over, right? Because I didn't want my chotzer to be koine. Now, there's a very interesting Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon in the Beis Meibel, that non-Jewish chometz in your house, we don't want to be koined, it's okay. But you're not over. But you just got a problem with Beshemi Abonov. But if you have a Jewish guy's chometz in your house, then it's a much, much, much greater problem. If you have a guy that's a Jewish chometz that's owned by a Yid in your property, right? So then you've got a problem. According to the Beis Meir, they've been met by the Beis Meir, right? So we have, any Jew, since the Bnei Yisrael are raving Zelaze, okay, it says over here that there's a human at Torah, even to remove chometz, even if it's not yours, okay, since the chometz is in your house. Already, if it's in your house, and it belongs to another Jew, correct? Even if it's just in your house, so you're over on an issue of Bali Rai Bali Motzi. If a non-Jew leaves chometz in your house, so you're not cool, you want to agree with them on a coin in the head, those coin in the chometz that can't be coined. But if a Yid leaves chometz in your house, according to the Vilna Gaon, even if you don't want to be coined, you're still over on an issue. That's the Vilna Gaon of the Beis Meir. According to this, I had a real issue over here with a guy who left his chometz in my house. His dog pellets in my house, which is really chometz. And I promise you, it was ra'u l'achinas kenev, this chometz, right? It was ready to be eaten by a dog. According to this Beis Meir, and this is what made me very nervous there. According to this Vilna Gaon over here in the Beis Meir, I'm in big trouble over there. And then, so I took it out right away. The question is, maybe that was considered. I don't know about it. I just found it. Then it becomes a big issue. Becomes a big issue if a person lives in a building where they didn't clean the building properly, and there's chometz over there in the building. Okay, so let's say that you live in a chiluni building, a guy with chilunim over there, and they don't clean the house for Pesach, and they've got chometz in your property. So what do you do there? According to the Vilna Gaon. Because the public, the Rishut HaMishutaf, the stairwell, and those areas are shaykh to you as a shaykh to everybody, is a shaykh to everybody in the building, shaykh to you as well. Whatever.
So why can't we mevater our haleg in the public stairwell over the Pesach?
And that's what you need. Correct. So that's what you need to do. What you need to do is you would actually have to go to in front of three people and say, I'm being mevater, I'm being maskir mafhelek in the Rishut HaMishutaf. You see,
do it now over Zoom. You work with more than three people in the Shia. I say now that I want to mevater my haleg in the Cheder Madrigot Shetach Mishutaf of our building. Number one, Nachshon Beit Yemesh. I'm going to say right now, I've done it.
There it.
It's a little bit not covering it.
What do you say?
Now, you live the Holech. We pay our owner on a portion of the covering area. So we actually own, when we work out the shetter for our purposes,
We live on a part of the finish of the staircase. Where we did Bidikal after Bidikas, where was that lot cover? The staircase as well.
Yeah, the problem is, according to the Vilna Gaon, you've been mevatelet, right? But he hasn't been mevatel. It's his chomet. You call mevatel his chomet.
And I have to negotiate some of his chomets?
You call mevatel your chomet.
So
as we made it, you've got Jewish chomets in your position.
It's not in my possession if it's his chomet, Sean. How can it not be my chomet and yet it's my chomet?
That's exactly what the Vilna Gaon holds. If a Jewish guy leaves chomet that's not yours, it's his, in your possession, in your house, you're either on any. That's the chidush of the Vilna Gaon.
Right. So why is the brittle on the staircase not cover it? The general brittle not cover the staircase as well.
Because it's his chomets, it's not yours.
So how
do you call mevatel? He doesn't want it to be mevatel the chomets, correct?
Well, okay.
If everybody in the buildings mevatel the chomets and in a chinami, there's got no, then you can't be over. The problem is that you've got an irreligious person who himself wants his chomets to be there. He's not mevatel the chomets. Like this person who brought the person that brought this dog pellets into my house, he didn't have the foggiest idea that this dog pellets are chomets. That I can promise you, because he wouldn't have brought chomets into my house. He wouldn't have kept chomets in his possession.
Worse.
But he didn't know that it was chomets, and he's busy feeding his dog chomets.
So, what should we do then with this situation?
You should go and run in three people. Show me on Zoom, it's also okay. And say, listen, I'm being my battle, my chelik in the Roshubtam Roshubtaf. I'm being mafkirit.
Oh.
I'm being mafkirit. And so therefore, we can come to your building and we can stop, you know, go to the Bada Bait and make a big taradam. If we want to be koinyar, Richard was mevatel and then Shmuel was mevatel and Shimon was mevatel, Bechelik and Roshuta Meshuta. I want to come be koinyar. Get to Pesach. Can you see that?
I have a question.
That's what you should do for sure.
I promise. Richard.
What was that?
It's especially relevant to you, you and Reb Shimon and Mishimon, I understand, but you, Richard.
No, not for me. I
think they can live in a big enough building that. What?
I haven't been in the time limit for Pesach.
Doesn't make a difference.
I've
got a building over there. So you're going to sell. Are you going to sell all the chomets?
Yes.
You're going to sell your anything in your apartment and anything in the Roshuta Meshuttaf.
Apart from that room, which will make comments for.
And you're going to rent, yeah, and then you're going to rent the entire area to a goy. So it'll all be in the hands of a goy, so you don't have a real problem.
Yeah. We're not there to hold the place.
Can you see that?
Yeah, I'm this fool.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be renting your area to a goy?
Sorry?
Are you going to be renting? How are you going to be selling your comments?
Well, through the institute down with Revelation. Well, everybody's done it.
I see. And has he got this schirus? Does he actually soichel the place?
Yes.
If he soichel the place that you're selling, the whole place that you're selling is in a chinami. If that's the case, then it's okay.
I don't know. So we know sell one room in the apartment because we make that comments free.
Yes, and then you've got, they can do a bidik on it.
Yes.
But you're actually renting out that area, right? The whole area that you're selling.
Well.
Comets in, you're renting it all out.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you rent it out, that the Roshuta Meshuttaf also, but you should maybe be specify that it's a Roshuta Meshuttaf also that you're renting it.
Right. Okay.
If one might say, the problem if the comets is put there after Mechira.
Yeah, but it's already niskar to the goy. Not yours. It was safe enough place to
what the stairwell is that it? I mean, usually maybe find right before so you're in the stairwell, but otherwise it's only where the comets is. And it wasn't there at the time
of the trying to say. Yeah, what I'm trying to say is that you're if you're renting out, if like Richard is renting out his whole apartment, except one room, including all the reshutam reshutam.
So they got you.
Yeah. And you see that.
And then after Pesach, there's one, you claim it back. You made it hefker. So how do you claim it back?
By a big mechaben to be zoich in it again.
And does he need three people again, or he can just?
Good man. No, you don't need three people. You don't need three people again. No.
Abuzen.
You don't need three people.
Abuzen. If you go to Tel Aviv, okay, then I think 55%, 60%. They're eating restaurants, comments. The schools ever. Oh. How can you
walk? I don't
believe
she said.
In Tel Aviv, how can you walk there?
I don't believe she said. Pachot mi 5%, ulay 10%.
Ata toeh, ani mer ata toeh. Ata filon vin kama ata ben.
Bemit?
Ken.
Kavesh ani la shem tzudek v'ata lo. Mi mifachet she'ata tzudek.
אתה מפחד שאני
צודק. כן.
השאלה שלי, איך אתה הולך בתל אביב? מה אתה...
בסדר, החמץ הוא לא שלי. החמץ הוא לא שלי. הוא לא שלי.
כן.
הוא לא שלי. אבל עשו סקר רבושר, מצאו ש-90 אחוז, 85% של האנשים... שאומרים, לא אוכלים חמץ היום בישראל, גם חילונים.
אני רוצה להגיד לך, מדינת... זה לא ארץ ישראל. המדינת תל אביב, זה ההגדרה הכי נכונה. שם הכל הפקר פפשקה. הכל הפקרות.
שומר.
מתנגדים שיהיה...
Okay.
מתנגדים מהכל שהוא לא דעת. יש, יש. בתל אביב. והם גרים בקבוצות, בקבוצות.
נכון.
קוראים חיות.
אמרתי. ואני... Okay. Listen to this. Coming back to our discussion of you. So now, חזר ומחייב us to do... Chazal v'mechayev has to do it two ways you can get rid of the chametz, either through bitul or through bedikah. Both of them get rid of the chametz. But Chazal didn't want us to rely only on one, because if you just did bedikah, maybe you wouldn't do the bedikah properly. Or if you just did bitul, so maybe you would come to eat the chametz in your house, because if you just did bitul. So Chazal didn't want to rely only on one.
My wife knew a lady in Antwerp who gave the comets away to her sister, and it was perfectly mutter.
It's right, because she wasn't the orin.
Right, yeah.
Correct. So that's exactly what happened with the person they used to sell the comets to in Johannesburg, their daughter... they used to sell it, you know, remember Reb Chaim, right? He used to come to the shiur over here, Reb Chaim from Yavniel.
Sorry, yeah.
His father-in-law was the person they used to sell the chometz to. Can you see in Janus? Can you see that? But listen to this. His wife became a Gioris. His daughter became a Gioris. Listen to this. Anyway, so we continue with our discussion over here. So you need to, these are the two things you have to do. So now, the Bidikas Chomets is only Chazal and Mechaivas, any place that you would normally put Chomets into during the year. So you have to do Bidikas Chomets, Chazal and Mechaiv you to do Bidikas Chomets. So, therefore, any place that you would be drinking your whiskey, correct? Would need bedikas chometz, right? Because it's a place that you machnis chometz over there. correctly, if you eat your bamba, you eat your mishloch manus, right, which has also got lots of chometz in it. And that's a place where, day which is mechayev in bedikas chometz, today we have two extra cupboards in Nachnedas that we have to do where the crackers were kept, that is chayev in bedikas chometz, right? Reviews over here, Kif. Okay? But so all these places that are not normally bedikas, that now called chometz is not normally lifting, is not chayev in bedikas chometz, because Allah what was it's above the mechometz. The chazaka that there's no chometz over there, as we may not have in bedikas chometz in such a place. Now, the mice, okay, we always, if you remember in previous years, we were mechanic between bir chometz and bedikas chometz. Now, this is a very important chiluk. When it comes to bedikas chometz, there are halachas of bedikas chometz. Okay? There are halachas of bedikas chometz. The halachas of bedikas chometz is that you have to check the chometz with a candle and or with a flashlight, correct? That's got a targeted light, correct? It's a light, a focused light. That's what I mean. A focused light. A focused beam. That's the word I'm looking for. It's a focused beam. So you can check with that, or you can check with a candle. Now, a candle, the Mai says, Medina, the Gemara says you should check with a candle because it's written there, Hashem Nishmas Adam. So there's a special din of a candle, Rebbe Liao, right? But Neikar Adin Alpin Nigle, check with a flashlight. So what we did is what I remembered from, remember my Rosh Yeshiva used to say, that the best thing to do would be to, well, I was sitting his name, that you should start. Baruch Fuifa said you should start with a candle, and then you can go to a flashlight in order to maintain both the sod and the nigla as well. Because it just happens to be much easier to actually check it's much easier to check the chometz with a flashlight. But when you're going, if you're going to check your chometz with a flashlight, so let's say that I'm going to check my pocket. So what I need to do is I need to open my pocket. I need to take my and I need to put it into the pocket. And I can only check it at night time because in the day it says that bedikas chometz doesn't help. I need to do it at night. Correct? Somebody asked, what about if you have if I have electricity light? Now it says, by the way, before I get to that. See, if you go in front of the window where the light, the daylight is streaming in, so then that's also considered a bedika. So it's either daylight or flashlight in daylight in the day, obviously, and bright daylight or flashlight in the evening. So now the question is, what about if I have somebody asked the question, today our lights are very bright, our lights shine like the day. Does that mean that during the day, today, in the house, I can actually do bedikas chometz, right? Because if you're telling me that outside I can do bedikas chometz because the light of the day is very bright, maybe our electricity lights are like the light of the day. As we may, I can do it inside as well, just like I can do it outside. I actually think that the electricity lights are not as focused as the sunlight. Sunlight is very, very powerful and gets into all nooks and crannies, whereas I don't think that electricity lights do the same thing. Now, this is something that you can maybe disagree with me about and say, listen, today, if you have good lights, I mean, that's just as good as outside. But I'm not sure, and also there's a dinner, maybe low plug, you know, the Chazal say that artificial light and the light is not good, no matter how many candles you have. And they said that outside electricity, sunlight is good. So I don't know if you can use the Mesa candles, no matter how many candles you have during the day, because it doesn't shine the same as a candle in the night time.
Yeah, but anyway, like we have cabinets and drawers, and it's very easy to see. There's no cracks. no chametz put into the halls, and we can sit very late with the light of the room or with a flashlight even during the day. Well, we can be 100% sure that there's no more chametz left in that drawer.
I agree with you. The problem is that Chazal will not matter us to use candle lights, no matter how many lights there were. You see?
So you have to do a batika of some area. The rest of it, you'll make it into Mokham Shem Makisim Chametz by looking at it.
It's true, but the question is as follows. My question is, I can do it. Just listen to what I'm saying over here, Reb Shlomo.
Okay.
There are two dinim over here. One is Bedikas Chometz. Chazal told me Bedikas Chometz Le'or HaNer doesn't help him with that. Finish, doesn't help. How many candles? 100 candles. They say it doesn't help in the day. No matter how much Anan Sahadi, they said it doesn't help. Chazal was said you can't do it in the day. Unless you take it outside, Le'or HaChasam. That was the gather of Chazal. So now, there's another thing, and that's what we discussed this every time I mention, every year I mention, is the din of biur chometz. It's destroying the chometz. And destroying the chometz is, I destroy the chometz. In other words, if I take the house and I set the house to fire. Correct? So now, it doesn't say that I have to set the house alight with a candle in the evening. There's no such halacha. Even if I burn the house down in the day, I mean, meila, the house is burnt. There's no chometz in there. Biur chometz doesn't have the same halachas of bedikas chometz. That's quite a bottle, right? As meila, okay, meila, I can do biur chometz. I had to do a biur chometz. I can do biur chometz with no one. So I had to add the biur chometz to buckets, take out the bucket, and give it a slap. There's nothing there. That's biur chometz. I don't have to do bedikas chometz on such a thing. So you tell your wives, on Eret Pesach, when she does the washing, just to take out every pocket of the children. And you see that, to open it inside out. That's Biur Chometz. Because maybe you don't have to check it on Leil HaSan, on Leil Yudalit, because you've done Biur Chometz. If I take the oven cleaner, not the oven cleaner, the floor cleaner, Ritzpas, and I wash the floor out with Ritzpas, I don't believe that there can be any Chometz left behind. So I'm being Mevayres HaChometz. I did Biur Chometz, not Bedikas Chometz, I did Biur Chometz. You see that? Yeah. So if I do Biur Chometz, then I don't have to funnel the halachas of Bedikas Chometz. So it's easy. If you take if you open up a drawer and I take a cloth and I clean out the drawer with a cloth, well, then there's no Chometz left behind over there because that's called Biur Chometz. Biur Chometz is over. I mean, there's nothing left behind there. If I just check it with my eyes, so then, you know, then I have done. Then I've done Bedikas Chometz. Bedikas Chometz, Chazal will mechayv me to do it with a flashlight in the evening or opposite the window. Does that make sense? We've discussed this before, and we brought those things in last year and the year before as well. Okay, why didn't we make a Shechianu on Bedikas Chometz? I read it to Mitzvah. Did the Bedikas Chometz? Can anybody think what?
Well, on one, you may not find anything. It's like you're doing beer, brought on beer chametz. Is the word that, and it's not the Bedika that's the Mitzvah, it's the beer at the end.
Can't
make a brought on a suffix. You might like,
let me ask you something. One second, Reb Shlomo. Yeah. I want to ask you something. Does that mean that you're not allowed to make Bedikas Chometz unless you know that you're going to find Chometz? You're not allowed to make the Brucha and Libdok et Achan Bedikas Chometz, Abir Chometz, Abir
Chometz? The Sartzion brings that there could be a Fashash today. I'm a Brucha
Batola. We might gang off a different path. I'm talking about a Makom that you machnis bo Chometz. You just don't need this chometz.
Okay, now, okay, Mr. Dekana has it. It's decided to check it, whether you find it or not, for sure.
Okay, so therefore you can make the Sheikh Yal.
Yeah, I think that's what I said. Okay, it's not a good answer.
Right, so we're on the same track now.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now I want to ask you something, okay? Then now, why don't you make a Shafi'i Anu? Why wouldn't we make a Shafi'i Anu?
It's not something you enjoy doing, is it? Turning the house upside down.
You know, I wanted to tell you something. That's what the Abu Dhabi says. A person's meat diet has got to get rid of his chomet. He's got whiskey, you know, that's got ghosts all stuck all over it, you know, on the back and the front, and it comes from a certain loch in Scotland. And what does he have to do? He's got a gun, you know, he's got a gun down his sorrows that he's got to burn his chomet. He's going to use it in his, you know, to ignite his engine in his car, but he's got to get rid of it for Pesach, right? Can you see? And he's very upset that he's got to get rid of his whiskey. You know? And he's not going to sell it to, let's say. So he must make a brocha sheikh, he's mummished. Almost like he's not so happy about this whole story. And I went with Dak and Sheikh Yanu, says Abu Dhabi, because. Okay? However, another answer is that since we're going to be relying on the Sheikh Yanu of the Chag, as we made it, that's why we don't, since this is part of the Chag of Pesach, as we made it, we don't have to make a brocha Sheikh Yanu because we're going to rely on the Sheikh Yanu that we're going to hear on Leil, that we're going to make on Leil Pesach. Can you see that? On Leil HaSeder. And that's the Sheikh Yanu on the Chag, and it covers this as well. That's the reason why. Now, what's this over here? The Sadat Zimjima Benam Sheikh Yanu, correct? There's another mitzvah we don't make Sheikh Yanu on. What is that?
Matanas Avionim.
Yeah, but that's because we don't, that's the reason is because we don't, it's something that you do every day. Sheikh Yanu. What? What do you say? Same idea, because it's something that you do every day. But about Sfira Sa'umi, you should make Sheikh Yanu. And remember, we learned that the last time we were in the Kulim. And we said that on second night in Kutzklaris, the reason why you don't make Sheikh Yanu is because it's Zeichel Khurban. But that's the reason why people want to do it in Agoda. There's a minute to do it in Agoda, so that the Sheikh Yanu on the Kiddush will cover that as well. Can you see that? That was one of the reasons that was brought. Okay, don't remember that you're chayv. Remember, you buy chayv to check your car as well, right? And we already discussed what happens if the person's leaving the house. We already discussed it in the show last week that if you're leaving your house and you're going to go to someone else, you're going to your father-in-law's parents. But in this age, it doesn't really, you know, we're less going to, you know, for us, it's less relevant, but for the young couples, it's very relevant. And then they should rent a room, like we mentioned. If they're going to sell the whole house, they should either leave part of the house that the chometz in that room is not being sold that way, or alternatively, they should rent it from the father-in-law or the father for the Kenyan Sudar, and then do bidikas chometz in that place with the ball. Today, our rooms are really pretty clean. You know, when your wife is finished doing the checking for Pesach. Hopefully you come to Leviticus Chometz and everything's clean, right? It's just nothing. There's no Chometz there. It becomes a Mokum Shalom Achnisim Bo Chometz Lumez. So says Reb Shlomo, that's the reason why the Mishnah Berurah, this is what Reb Shlomo mentioned, wrote from the Pesach Tshuva, that the Ptitin today are much more relevant than other days. And the reason is because put down the ten petitin because it's really a mokum shalom achnisim b'chometz already because we've done such. So the petitin are much more relevant today than other days, and than in previous years, because we clean the house so well. Also Reb Shlomo Zalman says that the reason why we do such a there's a word in Hebrew it's called chafif. You know what chafif? Chafif means in Hebrew. What's a chafif? Right?
In Shmuel.
Chafif.
Chafif.
Superficial.
Melamala.
Melamala. Right? Superficial. superficial. The reason why we're doing a superficial Chomer Bidika is because we know basically we're basically asking our Bidika's Chomer is to ask our wives, have you done this? Have you done this? Have you done this? And then eventually she turns around and said, well, listen, that's what I've done. What have you done? Can you see that to help? We need to see. But Lameisa, that's the mitzvah of our Bidika's Chomer today is just to ask, have you done this? Look at it, see it from the outside. We don't need to leave that. Now, regarding the Purim, are we all making sense over here? I have read Nehemiah. Listen to this.
I heard once I was with a Talmud Chochem in the Shia, and it was in the house of a very elderly couple that are no longer alive. And he said that elderly couple that could barely move around, they could just put the 10 pieces on the cupboard in their, on along the cupboard in their living room, and then gather them up afterwards. You know, it was so symbolic, not really. You know, they were not physically capable of searching for them.
Now, so then they have to get a shaliach to look for them.
Why it was not, you see, disagree with what the Talmud Chacham said, they could just put them on the cupboard where they can find them easily and then.
No, that's not going to help.
No?
I don't agree. It doesn't help. That's not B'dikas Chomets. I don't think so. That's not B'dikas Chomets. Just to put them, that's why you got to get your child to hide them away and write down exactly where they are, and you got to actually go and put them into this Chomets. Yeah, that's what you need to do. Right, now listen, because you've got to make it a Makom Shalom Shem Machnisim B'Chomets. After it's already a Makom Shem No Machnisim B'Chomets, so you have to get around it like I've just told. Okay, now, the next point is places that you don't normally get to, like behind the bookshelves. You don't have to check comments, right? Because after all, you're not going to be getting there you're not going to be moving the bookshelf for a baser. As we made it, that's already considered better to move out. It's already gone. So you don't have to start moving these heavy bookshelves and things that don't normally move. You know, that you don't have to, or you're not going to normally remove. You don't have to check them for comments.
The sections in the lockup book about places to search for comments, you can choose to ignore what you can't be bothered to do. For example, I'm not going to search my car for comments. I'm going to ignore that section completely.
You remember, I'm not Reb Shimon. You've ignored, might have ignored it until this point. From now on,
I'm ignoring it, Rabbi Rosen. Same way I'm going to ignore searching the stall where I keep my horses and my chickens.
Because you don't have a car.
Yeah. So I've got to think about those sections. There's no need to read sections that are not relevant to you, is there?
Yeah, that I agree. In a Rosh Kabil's festival.
Because a lot of the sections, when you're looking at the Deacon's comments in the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch, you're speaking about in the yard where you keep the poultry and all these kind of things.
Well, did you have poultry still in our yard?
That is there.
We still have poultry in our yards. They are dams. And you see, so they're very lamaisa. All these things are very lamaisa. And they're very exceedingly lamaisa.
No, but they don't belong to us.
What do you mean? If you have a yard? Yeah, but what happens if you have comets in your yard? Do you have to check it or not? Or we then question if the dams will eat it or don't eat it. Can you think? So there is enough coming. Now, just listen to this. I have to finish up over here. There's enough coming for Reb Shmuel. He's not in it. Listen to this. What happens if you're going to Chutz Laretz, right? Just make sure that you write in your Shtar Mechira that you're going to Chutz Laretz so that the sale is sold, that the sale takes place in the Chumra, both for the Zmanim of Eretz Yisrael and the Zmanim of Chutz Laretz. And that is very important to write down. And usually the tnai is made with the goy that food that you're going to be keeping, if you might be in Chutz Laretz, is mutar for you, and the onion be chal for all the chumichay will happen with the chumichay, but in Eretz Yisrael, and the chumichay in Chutz Laretz, the Tanai will be that you're allowed to keep that until the Isur Achilas comes in Chutz La'aretz. Now, I want to tell you something. What about Perurim? Little pieces of comet, you know, tiny. Rebbe Eliyahu, we can't see you. Rebbe Nechemim, we can't see you. Rebbe Yosef, we can't see you. And Rebbe Yitzchak, we
can't see you. I see this.
Look at here. So the, so what about little Perurim? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's very fascinating. He speaks about Perurim in two places. One place he speaks about Perurim that are not Batel, and then he speaks about Perurim that are Batel. Now, the Perurim that he speaks about, which are not Batel, are bigger pieces. It's less than a kazais, but it's bigger. That already brings the Machomerim that you should try to, that you can, that you get rid of them. However, the little Perurim, tiny pieces that are in the house, crumbs, like we call crumbs, those crumbs are mimele batel. He says it in many, many places, the Mishnah Berurah. So that it comes out that these little crumbs that are all out of the place, and those things are mimele batel, especially if they look at, if they happen to be nimas. In other words, they're not. They've been trampled upon, or they've got dust on them. Nobody's going to come eat them at all. And therefore, we can redeem these things you don't have to get rid of. Correct? So the spring cleaning that ladies get of every single crumb that is not really, it's just the chumr. Chumras, we mechabit chumras, you know, we don't have a problem with chumras, but amazing, it's just a chumra. And Me'ikar Adin, these things are muta. What I want to tell you, when it comes to Shreifas Chometz, right? Burning the Chometz. Now, Me'ikar Adin is Machlokes Rabbanu Rabbi Yehuda. How do you get rid of Chometz? Going into Rabbi Yehuda, when you get rid of Chometz, just let me tell you over here, you're allowed to eat Chometz you're allowed to eat. Eat chometz on Erev Pesach, correct? On the end of the sixth hour, Chazal didn't want you to midoraisa, so you're not allowed to have chometz in your possession. End of the sixth hour, beginning of the seventh hour. The sixth hour itself, correct? Chazal were said that you're not allowed to have chometz in your possession. That's a din derabbanan, so that you wouldn't leave it over to the seventh hour. Correct? From the fifth hour, to the sixth hour, you're allowed to, in other words, the beginning of the fifth hour to the beginning of the sixth hour, so you're allowed to eat chometz, correct? And then from the sixth to the seventh hour, correct? Chazal didn't want you to benefit from chometz, correct? It actually works as follows. If I metaken myself as follows, right? Okay, it's a navia. You're allowed to eat till the end of the fourth hour, correct? The fifth hour, you're allowed to benefit from it. So till the end of the fourth hour, you're allowed to eat chometz. Whole of the fifth hour, you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to nene from chometz. And the beginning of the sixth hour, you're not allowed to be nene from the chometz. Midor Abonon, and the beginning of the seventh hour, Chometz is also Midor Rice. Okay, so that's how it works. Until
from where does the burning fitting in those hours?
So, what are you saying?
Where was the burning fitting in those halachic hours?
Again, I didn't say what you said.
So, well, if you do, when is the halachic time for finishing eating? And when is the lucky time for the verdict?
So the lucky time today in Jerusalem is, it's in the rear. Achilles Chametz today is going to be, according to Magen Avraham, 10:06 in Jerusalem. That's the last time.
So it's where we
eat Chametz.
Yeah.
It's about 10:06. It's not much difference in Tanya, correct?
So it's the last difference according to my time table.
What do you say?
6 minutes later in Tanya.
Okay, that could be. When is the Magen Avraham? So 10:06, and then we have another hour, right? Well, it's a Zmani hour, Shalat Zmaniot hour. So we have till 11:24 to burn the Chometz, correct? And then, right? And then we have, that's the end. Then we have the next hour. You're not allowed to even benefit from it, Midarabono. And at 12:42, Midorais, you really don't know that I'm Chometz in your position. Can you see that? That's how it works. Now, there's a, from the sixth hour onwards, we have to actually, you have to burn your chometz, correct? Get rid of your chometz. It's a machlokes, it's forbidden rabbonon. How do you get rid of your chometz? According to rabbonon, you just have to, you can throw it into the sea. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you should actually burn it, correct? You should actually burn it. And our minad is to follow Rabbi Yehuda, even if the time of Bir Chometz hasn't arrived. So even if that's when the time of Bir Chometz has arrived, that is in the sixth hour. But before the before the sixth hour, all right, we the Ikar Adin, you can in the fifth hour, you can get rid of it. However you want to get rid of it, even in the Ikar Adin, Paskin, even after the 6 hours, you can get rid of it. However you want to get rid of it. It's machlik is forbidden rabbol is after the sixth hour. How do you get rid of it? Point of rabbi Yehuda, you burn it. Point of rabbol, and you can even just destroy it by throwing it down the bathroom, throwing it down the toilet. That's also called bir chometz. Now, what I mean is to go like rabbi Yehuda, even if the time of bir chometz hasn't arrived. So we say we burn our chometz in the fifth hour, in the fourth hour, even then, the minhag is to burn it like rabbi Yehuda, who holds that way after the sixth hour. Does that make sense what I just said? I just gave it to you in very concisely over here. Machlik is Rabbi Dan Rabbonin is after the time of the Isra of Chometz. And before the time of the Isra of Chometz, everybody holds that you can get rid of it even when you get rid of it. However, our minhag is to go like Rabbi, it is to be machmir like Rabbi Yehuda, who said, just like Rabbi Yehuda said, after this, in the time of the Isra, you have to actually burn it. So we machmir to go like Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's mutar. We go like he holds after the time of Isra, and we actually burn the chometz, and we burn the chometz as we do until it's already not rov lachinas elif. We burn it completely, and it's not kedai to put in too much chometz. At least the kazais you should be burning. That's why when we do our pita and we make sure that it only adds up to one kazais, we take a pita, we divide it into 10 pieces, and then altogether becomes a kazais, and we burn it on Erev Pesach. Just make sure that you don't pour any oil onto the pita, because then you've destroyed it from another way. Because lechatchila, even though Ikar Adin, that's called bir chometz. It's just that lechatchila, we want to actually burn chometz. We don't want to burn oil, we want to burn chometz. All that's a din lechatchila, that you should be mekayim the mitzvah's bir, even if the time of bir hasn't arrived yet. Does that make sense?
People are saying you shouldn't put on a neft, which destroys it, but oil doesn't destroy it, and some people want to put on oil and help it burn. Why should that be a problem? Chometz is not destroyed by oil. Oh, what kind of oil does that mean?
Yeah, it depends what oil it is. If it's oil,
the chemical oil, I thought.
Car oil.
Okay. Correct. Okay, gotcha.
But if it's oil from the kitchen, if it's cooking oil, so then you don't have a problem with it. That you can put on. And you see, that wouldn't be a problem to do to help it burn. It would be the best thing is to use cooking oil. And you see that. But even if you did put on neft, I mean, say you destroyed it not through burning, say you didn't win Makayim the Mitzvah Chila, or the Minat. You win Makayim the Minat. It's really what it is. And you see, to actually burn.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.